Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey today is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Let us take a look now at how prices fared in the resumption of trading. And, of course, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in the pre-opening market report. Wheat in Kansas City opening this morning at 770, down 11. 777 was the open on the December contract, down 14.5. And in Chicago, 8:09, the opening for the September wheat contract, that was down 23.5. December opened at 8:23, down 12.5. March at 8:14, down 17.5. And May opened at 7:55, down 12. July opened at 6:05, down 21.25. September corn opened at 3:26, down 2.75. December at 3:41.5, that was down 4.25. The March contract at 3:57.5 was down 4.25 on the open. May corn opened at 3:67.5, down 4. July 08 at 3:75.75, down 5.25. September 08 opened at 3:82.5, down 6. And December at 3:92, down 4.75. The September soybeans opened at 8:80, down 9. November opened at 8:94, also down 9. January at 9:09, down 9.5. March at 9:20.5, down 8.25. May at 9:25, down 10.25. And July 08 soybeans opened at 9:36.5, down 7.5. September soybean meal opened at 2:40, 2:50, down 2.90. October at 244.80, down 260. Soybean oil for September, 37.10, down 21. And October's open was 37.28, and that was down 20. And now let's take a look at how the trading is going right now. Kansas City, the September contract down 4. December down 13.25. On the Board of Trade, wheat is trading anywhere from, well, about 12.5 lower on the December contract to 25.5 down for September. Corn, generally in a range about 6 lower, and the soybeans are trading anywhere from about 8.25 to 10 cents lower right now, a bushel. And joining us now on the telephone to talk all this over, Dan Zwicker from ADM in Decatur. And Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, what are you seeing in the numbers? Anticipated pullback on the wheat, but some of the others are down too.
Well, the others are finding some downdrafting weakness, I think, from the sharp decline that we're seeing in wheat, at least in the September contract here. The Australian weather pattern seems to have improved a little bit. There was some rain overnight, and I think some of the weather models do indicate that there's maybe more rain on the way, so that's kind of pressure in the wheat market. I think also taking a hold here in the corn and soybean market was FC Stone's crop estimates yesterday. They came in a little higher than I think what the trade was kind of thinking. They were higher. They were above their August estimates. And so that kind of, I think, has cast a somewhat of a negative tone over the market here on the open. And the market is hearing a lot of big yields coming out of Illinois, at least for now, on the corn. So I think there's just a combination of things, overbought conditions, that kind of have taken hold here to maybe give the market a period of consolidation.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect a lot of trading today?
Oh, I think the trade's going to stay active. Mm-hmm. We can see here that, at least here during the first half-hour trade here, we've got a lot of activity. There's a lot of changing going on. So I think, you know, we're going to see some consolidation. I think, you know, the wheat market kind of got went into kind of a frenzy here with some sharp advances over the past 4 or 5 days, and you know, a 25 to 12 cent decline is not that big a deal given the type of advance that we've had. But we were up significantly in the market. It's just ripe here for some consolidation, especially when the news is not, or the news has at least a negative bias to it anyway.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of strategies are you recommending today?
Well, I think for the most part, you know, farmers probably need to maybe wait and see what next week's report tells us. If the market can't gain, you know, some strength out of that September crop report, then they may have to, you know, take into account and maybe do some harvest sales depending upon where they're at. A lot of that depends upon, you know, how far along they're sold and that kind of thing. But at least for now, I think the market, they may, the market's taking a breather here in front of the crop report, and we'll just kind of have to see what USDA gives us as far as the numbers go next week.
All right. Anything on the outside markets to look at? Oil up a little bit today. I notice gasoline prices at the pump are up again.
Yeah, I have noticed that pump price up there. There's just not a lot of – I don't see a lot of news. Most of it is generally positive, I think, toward energy consumption. The thing that I do watch is that the dollar has tried to make a stand here. Whether or not how successful it is or not, I don't know. But I think that the fact that the dollar has been able to make a stand has brought in, I think, a little export business, which kind of has provided some underlying support to this market other than today here.
Mm-hmm. And the Dow is basically holding about steady, up just a little bit now.
Yeah, yesterday, the Dow is holding steady. There's been a lot of volatility in that Dow here at this 13,000 mark. And my guess is that we'll see some more of that. I think there's just there's enough uncertainty in the overall economy as far as what the Fed may do with interest rates and the liquidity in the marketplace that will probably continue to you know, see some more volatility probably in the stock indexes and that.
All right, Dan, thank you much.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker at ADM in Decatur, and he'll be back on the Closing Market Report with Todd Gleason this afternoon at 2:06. Well, as we take a look at how the trade is going right now in Kansas City, September wheat at 776, down 5. December at 780 and a half, just switched to 781, down 10 and a quarter. September in Chicago at 817, down 25 and a half. December at 823, down 12 and a half. September corn at 323, down 5 and 3 quarters. And the December contract at 339 and 3 quarters, down 6. March corn, 356, down 5 and 3 quarters. December at 391 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. September soybeans, 879, down 10. November, 894 and a half, down 8 and a half. January at 909.5, down 9, and November soybeans 908, down 10. Soybean meal for September at 241.80, down 360, and September soybean oil 37.25, down 6. October live cattle 97.37.5, up 32.5. December at $0.62.5, and that is up 7.5 right now, and the February live cattle or feeder cattle at 119.70, up 60. October at 119.60, up 70. October lean hog 66.50, up 60. And the frozen pork bellies for February at 88.20, down 57.5 currently. Crude oil at 77.10 a barrel on that October contract, up 138. November at 75.84, up 117. CRB index 313.56, up 264. The dollar is down 0.14 at 80.53. And the Dow at 13.314 is up about 8.5 points right now. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says that it will be mostly cloudy and more humid with some scattered showers and thunderstorms in Illinois and western Indiana today. Eastern Indiana will see some hazy sunshine. Highs range from 80 in northern Illinois to 93 in southeast Indiana. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, most numerous across northern and central Illinois and into northwestern Indiana. Lows will range from 67 to 72, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will range from 78 in far northwest Illinois to about 90 in the south. Wind speeds today, about 10 to 20 miles an hour. The minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging from 45% in the east to about 70% in the west. And for tomorrow, wind speeds 12 to 24, and minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging from 45% southeast to 70% in the west. So we look into the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be lingering in at least the southern third of Illinois and Indiana on Saturday and may continue in the Ohio River Valley on Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms are expected early next week with passage of a more significant cold front. And our temperature right now, 76 degrees on Friends Plaza outside of Campbell Hall for public telecommunication. That's the opening commodity market report for this morning. I'm Jay Pierce. Dave Dickey returns next week here on the Agricultural Information Advantage, AM 580 WILL Urbana. We are a listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Time right now is straight up 10 o'clock.